Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Wednesday, October 29th, One Take Wednesday. We're in the book of Isaiah today, Acts chapter 20, and Psalm 108. But first, let's go over our memory verse. It's in Matthew chapter 22, verses 37 and 38. I'll say a phrase and then you repeat it after me. Jesus replied, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment." All right, let's turn to the book of Isaiah, where we're continually talking about idols. And today we contrast the idols of Babylon and the one true God. Starting in verse 1, "Bel bows down, Nebo stoops. Their idols are on beast and livestock. These things you carry are borne as burdens on weary beast. They stoop, they bow down together. They cannot save the burden, but themselves go into captivity. Listen to me, O house of Jacob, all the remnant of the house of Israel, who have been born by me from before your birth, carried from the womb, even to your old age, I am he, and to gray hairs I will carry you. I have made and I will bear, I will carry and will save. To whom will you liken me and make my equal and compare me that we may be alike? Those who lavish gold from the purse and weigh out silver in the scales, hire a goldsmith and he makes it into a god. Then they fall down and worship. They lift it to their shoulders. They carry it. They set it in its place and it stands there. It cannot move from place to place. If one cries to it, it does not answer or save him from his trouble. Remember this and stand firm. Recall it to mind, you transgressors. Remember the former things of old. For I am God, and there is no other. I am God, and there is none like me, declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times, things not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will accomplish all my purpose. Calling a bird of prey from the east, a man of my counsel from a far country. I have spoken, and I will bring it to pass. I have purposed, and I will do it. Listen to me, you stubborn of heart, you who are far from righteousness. I bring near my righteousness. It is not far off, and my salvation will not delay. I will put salvation in Zion for Israel, my glory." What did you get from this passage? Well, it begins with the idols being carted off into captivity themselves. So in other words, these little blocks of wood and stone are packed up and taken with the people into captivity. Then in verse 4, just such a clear picture of who God is for the Israelites and who he is for us. I have made, he is our creator. I will bear, I think about the Lord bearing our burdens. I will carry, he carries us through even difficult situations. And I will save. And we see that in our Lord Jesus, who came to be a means of salvation for us. Then in verses 9, 10, and 11, a lot more about God's character. He is unique, for I am God and there is no other. He is eternal, in verse 10, from ancient times, from the end to the beginning. And then he is all powerful. I will accomplish my purpose. And then maybe my favorite, as we are in seasons where we do not know what is going to happen, he will see us through. I have spoken, he says in verse 11, and I will bring it to pass. I have purposed, and I will do it. Our second passage is Acts chapter 20, verses 7 through 16. Eutychus raised from the dead. I love this passage because I can identify with Eutychus being kind of tired from a long day's work, perhaps, and hot, and he sits in the window, and Paul drones on because he has so many important things to talk about how Jesus fulfills all the prophecy of the Old Testament and about what he has learned that he wants to share with the people of Troas. But Eutychus is overcome with sleep, and he falls asleep, and he falls out of the window from the third story, and he dies. And this is the story of his resurrection. On the first day of the week, when they were gathered together to break bread, Paul talked with them, intending to depart on the next day, and he prolonged his speech until midnight. There were many lamps in the upper room where they were gathered, and a young man named Eutychus, sitting at the window, sank into a deep sleep as Paul talked still longer. And being overcome by sleep, he fell down from the third story and was taken up dead. But Paul went down and bent over him, and taking him in his arms, said, "Do not be alarmed, for his life is in him." And when Paul had gone up and broken bread and eaten, he conversed with them a while longer, until daybreak, and so departed. And they took the youth away alive, and were not a little comforted. But going ahead to the ship, we set sail for Assos, intending to take Paul aboard there, for he had arranged, intending himself, to go by land. And when he met us at Assos, we took him on board and went to Mytilene. And sailing from there, we came to the following day opposite Chios. The next day we touched at Samos, and the day after that we went to Miletus. For Paul had decided to sail past Ephesus, so that he might not have to spend time in Asia. For he was hastening to be at Jerusalem, if possible, on the day of Pentecost. What do we have to say here? This is such an interesting story. As I mentioned earlier, Eutychus is tired and hot, and perhaps he's been working all day, and he falls asleep, and he falls to his death. It says in verse 9, he was taken up dead. Paul runs down, and it says he bent over him, and he took him in his arms. I can imagine him embracing Eutychus. And then, by the mercy and the power of our God, who specializes in bringing life out of death, by his power, Eutychus is restored to life. For us as believers, this may be an opportunity to consider where we are falling and tired, and ask the Lord to resurrect our love for him in our hearts, to wake us up, and to breathe new life into our faith. Our final passage is Psalm 108, verses 3 and 4. I will give thanks to you, O Lord, among the peoples. I will sing praises to you among the nations. For your steadfast love is great above the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the clouds. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. I hope that you have a wonderful Wednesday. I bet many of you are preparing for celebrations of Halloween and getting your candy ready for Friday. Or if you don't participate in that, maybe you're getting ready for the time change that's coming up this Sunday. As you go forward, I just want to send you out with a blessing that Dr. William Hull wrote. A blessing that reminds us that Christ's presence is with us, and he is about the work of restoration and hope and help in our lives. Will you pray with me? May Christ go before you to prepare a way of service. Christ go behind you to gather up your efforts for His glory. Christ go beside you as leader and guide. Christ go within you as comfort and stay. Christ go beneath you to uphold with everlasting arms. Christ go above you to reign as Lord Supreme. Amen.